she come to me when he split up with her. So really? I was like, that's when we did fall out. And she's like, what do you want me to say? I just said to her, like, I hope he was worth it. Because she knows that I've forgiven her, but I'll never forget it. But in a sense, I don't think that's really forgiveness, in a way. Because there is, like, now, there's things I won't tell her, and it's affected a lot of things like that. So it has affected our friendship quite badly, but then she's only got herself to blame, really. I can't be blamed for that.
Has it affected the way that you speak to other friends, or the way you've made other friendships, or anything like that?
Not in the sense of that way, but sometimes I do. It affects boyfriends, really, having trust in them rather than friends, which is quite strange, really.
Even though
it's like I blame her more, like taking it out on them rather than my friends. But it's because I think the group of friends I've got now, I do trust them, but then I trusted her, so it's one of them things where you've just got to not think it.
What, consciously not think it? So do you find it sort of bubbling up and then you're not going down there?
Definitely.
Okay.
Definitely. But yeah, I think that's the only time my friends proper let me down. But it was quite a douche. But I think if I wasn't as strong-minded as I was back then, it would have affected me quite severely. I know it might seem to you like a little thing, but to me it was...
Oh God, no. No. Jesus, no.
It's quite like a big thing.
No, absolutely. I mean, I guess it's why I'm curious about her moving in with you next year.
Yeah, that's what
she's going to be in the same house or the next door in the same way?
Because that's what she's saying, like, how can you be so supportive of her? Because she's not really made... She only stays at uni when she can, when she goes back home. So I don't see how you show her that much support and look after her in a way when she's done that to you.
Do you see a lot of her?
I used to, but not so much now. Like, I used to, before all this happened, we used to be on the phone every day.
Yeah.
We used to go, like, socialise together every night, as you do when you're younger. But we went different high schools, but she was still my closest friend. Yeah. So then, through college, I hardly saw her, really. Just sort of let her drift apart, and then we come here, and just had to show her
the support. How much have you seen of her here?
She does, so we see each other on our course, but then outside that I don't really see her.
She's one of that sort of coursework,
course
group of friends.
Yeah, now she is. But it's quite strange from how close she used to be to now. She's just, But then it was not so long ago me talking about it actually, and she was saying how can you live with her next year and stuff, because I don't really like bringing it up in a way, because it's just something that happened, you know what I mean?
So do you not like to bring it up because it's still uncomfortable for you, or because of how people, like what he says, you're a bit soft and all that sort of stuff?
I think
other people's reactions or your own feelings about it?
A bit of both, really. Because when they say that, it makes me think how I should have reacted and how,
how should you have reacted?
Just not being friends with her anymore. And I was quite soft about it, but she's my friend. So in some respects, I do think with her, I give a lot more than she gives back to me. But then, she knows it now.
Yeah.
Like she knows.
I mean, it must change the way that she deals with you as well, I guess.
Yeah, definitely.
How's that?
It's quite strange. At first it didn't, like, especially when she came to me after they split. I think she doesn't realise what she's done.
Really?
Yeah, I think that's what it is. I think she just thinks of it as, like, something that's in the past and it is forgotten about, whereas it really isn't.
Do you talk about it with her?
Yeah.
It just doesn't come up? Or?
Yeah, it just doesn't.
Okay.
It's like a taboo subject in a way.
Alright,
it never comes up, so. after it happened,
and if it did, you'd
sort
of change the subject.
We did have quite a bit of an argument about it a couple of months after it happened, but and since then we've never mentioned it. Just one of those.
Sounds a little uncomfortable, I guess.
Yeah, it is. It's quite strange. Maybe it will come up when we're living together. Who knows?
I guess it's bound to over the course of a year and all that sort of stuff. I think I've finished with most of the questions, but there's a couple of things. Can you sum up what friendship means to you?
The only way I can think of really is everything.
Yeah.
Everything. Because you've got your family and you've got your friends. And
Do your family know a lot of your friends
and
stuff? Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's quite a lot of overlap.
Yeah.
Do they know your uni friends as well as your college friends?
They've met, my mum's met them when she's come up and, you know, for the day to see me or.
Okay.
Like if she's bringing me food or if she's taking stuff back. But they've not come back to mine with me.
Because they're college friends, I guess they would have.
Yeah.
You would have seen a lot more. Yeah. So, are you going to see over the summers and that? Are you going to see you and you spending some time with?
Yeah. It's actually the group's going to Ireland. We're staying.
The whole bunch.
Yeah, this is before I'm going to. There's a lot going, but we're going to the south of Ireland. We're staying in a holiday home, a cottage. Okay. So we're all doing that together. That's in June. So I don't know whether we'll do anything. Hopefully, a couple of us will meet up or something. But quite a few people live down south, and then there's me who lives up north, so.
Are any of the others also from the north?
Yeah, there's a couple of people, so I'll probably see more. There's a girl I've become really good friends with here, and she lives around the corner from me at home.
Oh, right, okay.
Literally around the corner, so I'll probably see a lot
of her. You've only met her here?
I knew who she was at college. But you know when.
Oh, this is the. What was it?
No, it's a different one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
And then I sort of introduced her to one of our lad friends, and now they're together, so see quite a lot of them and formed quite a good friendship.
You've spoken. I'm glad you mentioned that actually, because you've spoken about friends almost exclusively girlfriends.
Yeah.
And you've not really spoken about friendships with boys at all. Yeah. Do you have male friends?
Yeah, definitely. There's a lad who Halsey is like my brother from another mother, as they say. We are very, because I know I've just talked about girlfriends, but they are I find it easier to talk to lads than I do to girls.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I think it's because I know how judging girls can be. Because before I come to uni, I was very I judge a book by its cover. Whereas now I've learned to open my mind a bit and start actually talking to different people, and I've found quite good friends and different people. I have different dress sense and music type. Found good friends in them, so.
Not all the same cookie cutter type.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
People in our group, they're so different to each other, but we all connect in our own way.
What are some of the extremes?
There's a girl who's very hippie, very, very hippie, and she does creative writing, so she's very. Everything's a flower, and and then there's people who are quite serious and quite speaks proper, and they get on. It's really good to see our variety of people. If you saw a picture of us, it'd be whoa, because just different varieties of personality there. But it's really cool because we all have a lot of connection, so it's so good.
Male friends.
Mm?
How have you met male friends? Through halls or?
Yeah, through here.
Yeah.
Through halls, yeah. Well, the first person I spoke to was one of the male friends because I was waiting downstairs for my mum and dad to park the car, blah, blah, blah. And they just started speaking, and then we went to the student union the night after and I saw them, and then that's how our group formed because they knew so and so and so and so knew so and so. But there's here, I think there's about 8 or 9 lads, and then there's only 6 of us girls, so it is more male dominated, our group. And I do find it easier to talk to men than women, really. So,
six of you girls that are taking on these houses next year.
Yeah.
And the blokes, are they going to be...
Four of them are living together, and another three are living together, and then a couple of the others are just, you know, we're friends off the course, so...
Yeah. Okay.
It's quite strange.
How do the friendships differ between the guys and the girls?
It doesn't really, it's... I don't know. Like, we're very close. Like, if he wasn't around, I'd go to him rather than the girls in the flat if there was something wrong with me.
Okay.
He'd be... Or if I'm annoyed at something, I'd go around and speak to him about it, or... Because he is... Without he is, like, my best mate even that I've made, really. But then all of them... Like, I could spend time with every individual one of them in the same way. So I am, but I think the ones I'm more close to. It's like, yesterday I was ill, because we went out celebrating, so I didn't stay in my flat.
You've been seriously hungover.
Yeah. Seriously.
It's not been around the bush. No.
And I went round his and we watched a film, just like, chilled out. Whereas I didn't stay in my flat with my girls.
Mm.
And we do a lot of cooking together. Like, we cook for each other more than we do for girls in the flat. He is like a real fish. Like when you said for a friend to think of,
I didn't know which one.
It was which one.
Okay.
But then when you said, how did you meet him? I couldn't remember how I met him. So I was like, there you go. We were talking about that the other day, actually. Like, how did we meet?
I can't
actually remember how we started to... The first thing I could think of was going to the pub to watch the football when he was there. But because he lives next door, I suppose, we just sort of...
He's got the flat next door in halls.
Okay. So. It's like, I'll wake up and if no one in my flat's up, I'll go around it and be like, cup of tea! And so it's really quite good. I think I'll probably see him over summer, because he doesn't live too far from me, so probably go and see him for the day or something.
Is there anything about friends or friendship that that you can think of that I've not asked about, or that I've just sort of skipped over, or that you've got that you particularly want to say?
No, not really. I don't think so. Just think we are a necessity in life, friends. Definitely.
What would you do without them?
Probably be best friends with my mum, but I don't know, I wouldn't know what to do without them, because I do most things with them.
Yeah.
Really, I couldn't imagine not being with my friends.
You said you don't spend much time alone.
Yeah, I don't.
Do you spend any time alone, apart from studying?
I was thinking about it the other day, really, and I don't. It's quite strange. It's like, because if I'm not with my friends, I'm with my boyfriend, or I'm with my mum and dad. So, I do get the yard, but I think that's one thing I need to do, really, spend more time on my own, but then I just don't see the point. Plus, I think too much as well, so...
Can't have that, not at university.
I think about things too much, so...
How does the boyfriend-friends dynamic work out for you?
Well, I met him through a close friend's brother, when the girl's back home.
Okay.
So, and then her brother also... started seeing another friend in our group, so we all are like one big group. There's like nine of us, I think, so there's another lad as well, so it's like us six girls and then three lads, and we are the same friendship group. Like, he'll go out with my friends when I'm not there because of his friends too.
Yeah.
So it's really cool.
Is he here in Liverpool?
No, he's from back home.
Right.
So, and then when he come up here, he formed like a close group of the lads, he got on with them dead well, so it's really quite comforting to see that. It's not difficult because one of my friends, her boyfriend, he doesn't come out with us and she finds it quite difficult because she has to divide her time. Whereas I don't. If my friends want to go out, he'll come with us. Because like, he's there as well. So we are just like one big group really, and he's included in it. So it's quite good.
But you still get to spend time with the boyfriend?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. We still do stuff to ourselves. And definitely. And then he'll come up here and stay over, and we'll just stay in and do our own thing. But
I don't think I've got anything else to ask.
I feel like I've gone on forever.
Well, you're supposed to, so
I don't know, that's all right.
Okay, if you don't have anything else to add, should we wrap it up there?
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
Cool. Thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome.
Get everything...
Make sure this is
still... Yeah. It's still recording. Make sure I finalise it, otherwise...